Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hello from CNN. I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, November 14th. The Israeli military says it's carrying out a, quote, precise and targeted operation in Gaza's largest hospital. For several days, Israel has taken military action around the Al-Shifa hospital, claiming that Hamas has built an important command and control center underneath. The White House and Pentagon echo those claims. White House official John Kirby says Hamas is storing weapons in underground tunnels to hide their military operations and hold hostages. Hamas, as well as health officials and hospitals in Gaza, deny this claim. Hundreds of staff and patients are still inside the hospital. That's according to the most recent reports from inside the hospital, along with several thousand who have sought shelter from Israel's air and ground offensive. Israeli ambassador to the UN Gilad Erdan told CNN the current phase of Israel's war could end in a, quote, matter of weeks.
This is exactly Hamas's script. They embedded themselves inside Gaza because they know that they want, number one, to attack our civilians. They cannot defeat the Israeli defense forces, the military, so they attack the civilians. They want to terrorize them, you know, making them afraid for their life. And the second part of their strategy is to co-opt the international community to pressure Israel to tie our hands. We cannot play by their script. We have to eliminate terrorists.
The House has passed a stopgap bill to keep the government funded, putting Congress on a path to avoid a shutdown.
On this vote, the yeas are 336, the nays are 95. Two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended. The bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
More Democrats supported the measure than Republicans. The bill would extend funding until January 19th for priorities including military construction and veterans affairs, and then would fund the rest of the government until February 2nd. It now goes to the Senate for approval. And if the chamber passes the bill, a White House official says President Joe Biden is prepared to sign it. Former President Donald Trump will stay on the ballot in Michigan after a judge rejected another 14th Amendment challenge against him. A lawsuit had tried to remove Trump from the state's 2024 ballot under the 14th Amendment's insurrectionist ban. The judge ruled separately that Michigan's Secretary of State doesn't have the power under state law to determine the former president's eligibility for office, based on the amendment. It's a major victory for Trump, who has been fending off similar lawsuits in key states that argue he fueled the Capitol insurrection and is therefore disqualified. And we have new developments on Trump's election interference case in Georgia. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis said during an interview at the Washington Post Live's Global Women's Summit that she expects the trial against Trump and his allies to wrap next winter or by early 2025. She said she thinks the appeals in the case could go on for years and that she doesn't take election cycles into consideration when deciding which cases to bring.
It would be a really sad day if when you're under investigation for this shoplifting charge, you could go run for city council and then the investigation would stop. That's foolishness, and it's foolishness at any level.
Trump's trial date and that of his remaining co-defendants have not yet been set. Coming up, a potential setback in the UAW's tentative deals with automakers.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hey, welcome back. Some auto workers are rejecting their union's deals with Ford and General Motors, despite pay increases that could rise to 30% or more during the contract period. The latest setbacks for the United Auto Workers have come in votes at two GM plants in Michigan and Tennessee, and a Ford plant in Kentucky. The ratification vote at both companies still has majority support from members, but not enough to assure its passage, unless it garners more support from large union locals. Another big three automaker, Stellantis, is offering buyouts to half of its salaried U.S. staff, citing a tough market. That's a wrap. Tune into our next episode at 6 a.m. Eastern.